You clocked out just as hunger clocked in. Why not answer the call and make a pit stop on your drive home? Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Anna Kempner did not want to go on that cruise. Her maternal aunt, Crystal Wright, said it plainly. Anna wasn't excited about the trip. She wasn't looking forward to a week in the Caribbean with family because the boy was going, her stepbrother. The one she wasn't comfortable around, the one she was worried about. And it wasn't just the aunt who saw the signs. Anna's ex-boyfriend, Joshua, too, said he was on FaceTime with Anna one night. Said that she'd fallen asleep on camera and he watched her stepbrother come into the room and allegedly try to get on top of her. Anna, according to two, expressed real concern about her stepbrother's behavior, not vague unease, not teenage drama, legitimate concern. And then the adults in her life put her in a stateroom with him anyway. A federal grand jury has now laid out what it believes happened in that room. Timothy Hudson, Anna Kempner's 16-year-old stepbrother, the first time we're saying his name on the air, has been indicted as an adult on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated abuse. Those charges came down from U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of Florida, backed by a federal grand jury, and they describe something far worse than what anyone was led to believe in the early days of this case. Why are we saying his name on the air? Why can we talk about this in greater detail than we ever have before? Well, because the information is now available. He's no longer being charged as a juvenile. He is being charged as an adult. And that changes everything about this case. If convicted, Hudson faces a maximum penalty of life in federal prison. So, the question that sits at the center of all this, heavier now than it has ever been, is what did the adults around Anna Kempner miss? Or maybe more painfully, what did they choose not to see? This isn't about blaming people. It's about examining a situation. It's about examining the positions that life puts you in various scenarios, whether you're mom and dad in a blended family, and you got a bunch of kids, and just because mom and dad get along swimmingly doesn't necessarily mean that the children will. This is something that if you've been in a blended family or a blended relationship as an adult after a divorce, and you have kids, you may be familiar with. I think anybody who's in that situation to some degree or another understands that meshing all these different personalities isn't always the easiest thing, isn't always completely doable. And sometimes concessions have to be made to make it work. And sometimes it means maybe not putting everybody into the same cruise stateroom. They can handle it. They'll suck it up. They'll deal with it. Yeah, or they won't. And horrible things will happen. I don't know what was said or what the agreement was. I know we've heard early reporting on this that, well, we gave Anna the option. If she didn't want to, she could go stay with Grandma and Grandma. Yeah, that's great. But, you know, I know she had just turned 18, but she's still a kid. And somebody needed to be the effing adult in this situation. And none of the adults did that, in my opinion. None of the adults just said, we're not going to make you feel like an inconvenience. We're not going to make you feel like, you know, you're intruding on someone else's space. We're going to get you your own space. You deserve your own privacy. You're not going to be someone else's burden because we can't make the right decision out of the gate because we're trying to save a couple bucks. If you can't afford to go on the damn cruise and get everybody the proper places to stay, don't go on the effing cruise. I don't know. It's pretty cut and dry to me. If you can't afford to do something that you want to do, then you just can't really do it if it's not going to work out. The two of you maybe could, your parents, mom and dad, if you're going to cruise and find a sitter for the kids or so, I don't know. But if you can't afford everybody to have them spaced out where they need to be, and I'm not speaking to the Kempners here. I'm speaking to any grown-ass adult that's watching this that's going, yeah, but that's an extra however many hundred. Great, I understand that. It sucks. Traveling is expensive. Either you do it right or you don't do it. Because Anna Kempner is just one of the stories that we know about. We know about it because she died on the cruise ship. There are so many stories, and maybe this is a point where we need to do a series on. Because I feel like this is an area that doesn't get enough attention yet really holds a lot of trauma and stories. I mean, there's a whole industry designed in the adult world on this very theme of stepchildren, of stepbrothers and sisters. Yeah. And people seem to find it to be their thing because there's a lot of it. And when you're dealing with developing brains and you're like, and the society is like, this is normal. This is, this is how it works. You get some really bad decision-making by very bad decision-makers. It's a weird, weird space, it feels like. I just feel like it's toxic all around in so many different ways. And it's no way to make an excuse for this young man by any means. This was horrendous. This was horrible. But I do, again, I'm not here to blame the parents. I'm speaking, like I said, more so as a cautionary tale to others. These are young adults. Yes, they're your kids. And this one was 18. These are young adults. And young adults with raging hormones and bad decision-making power and aggression issues that clearly have already been demonstrated, like there was in this case, make really bad choices. Really, really bad choices. How do you avoid that? Well, I mean, aside from shipping them off to boot camp somewhere and hoping to God that that changes them, you kind of have to, you know, you have to work with them, but you also don't want to put them in positions where those bad choices are more likely to be made. again, not blaming the parents, but I'm saying there's a speed bump or 25 that could have been put in the mix here, knowing the temperature of the room. So we continue to go through this. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. So let's go back. The links, by the way, are in the description. Anna Marie Kempner was 18 years old, a senior at Temple Christian School in Titusville, Florida, a cheerleader. She loved heavy metal music, Dolphins, Butterflies, and the Georgia Bulldogs. Dreamed of cheering for them one day. She wanted to join the Navy. She wanted to become a canine officer. Everyone who knew her described her the same way. Bubbly, outgoing, fun, fiercely herself. Her family called her Anna Banana. She was months from graduation. She had her whole life mapped out ahead of her. In November of 2025, Anna boarded the Carnival Horizon for a six-day Caribbean cruise. The family trip included her father, Christopher Kempner, her stepmother, Sean Tell Hudson, her grandparents, Barbara and Jeffrey Kempner, her 14-year-old biological brother, Connor, her 16-year-old stepbrother, Timothy Hudson, and the family's younger children. Three staterooms. The grandparents were a couple of decks above. Christopher and Chantel took a room across the hall with the two youngest girls and the three teenagers. Anna, Connor, and Timothy shared a room together. Chantel Hudson testified in court that the arrangement was the kids' idea. That's great. Kids have all sorts of ideas. You're the effing adult, Chantel. I know you haven't necessarily played that role super effectively, in my opinion, and a lot of others throughout your life. But that is true. You're the effing adult. Because it's their idea doesn't mean it's a good one. That they wanted to stay together. That the three of them were like the three amigos, best friends. That's what you told yourself, Chantel. Keep telling yourself that. I will say this. The family has backed down quite. I mean, the family, honestly, shockingly, and I'll say this as a good thing, from the beginning in this case, has been pretty much on the side of justice. Once the revelations came to light, the statements that have been made publicly have been very much, well, this deserves to be prosecuted. This deserves consequences. This is not something we're going to, you know, look the other way on. I'm paraphrasing here, but good on them for that, because there's so many cases where it's no, impossible. This can't be. It was the boogeyman. I mean, I can't imagine what people are going through right now, but it is a sign of someone owning this. And I know there's a lot of criticism here, and rightfully so. And I know there's far more chapters to this story than what I'm saying right now, but that is something that we do not get or see in a lot of cases of this sort of nature. The last night Anna was seen alive, her braces had been bothering her at dinner. She told her grandmother she wasn't feeling well. I went back to the room, but she rallied. She got dressed up, came back down, sat at the casino with her grandparents, played $20. Then she went back to the stateroom, she said. Chantel testified she last saw the three teens around 7:30 that evening and went to sleep. When the ex-husband's attorney asked her whether she ever checked on the teenagers across the hall, her answer was, I went to sleep. And I never came to breakfast the next morning. Captain Stewart then ended up finding her body under the bed in the stateroom, wrapped in a blanket, covered in life vests. The Miami-Dade medical examiner ruled the cause of death mechanical asphyxiation. A source later described it as a bar hold, an arm placed across the neck. There was bruising on her neck. The time of death was listed at 11:17 a.m. on November 7th, which, according to a source familiar with the case, aligned to approximately when the body was actually discovered. The ship docked in Miami the next day. The FBI immediately took jurisdiction because the death occurred in international waters. And the investigation began closing in fast. And his grandparents told ABC News that authorities told the family something critical. Based on security camera footage from the ship, Timothy Hudson was the only one seen going in and out of the room, going in and out of that stateroom. Connor and his 14-year-old brother was not inside during whatever happened. He was close enough to hear it, though, allegedly. According to Anna's ex-boyfriend, Joshua Tu, who spoke with the Inside Edition, Connor told him that he heard the stepbrother yelling at Anna in a harmful way, allegedly. Heard him tell her to shut the hell up. Heard banging around the room, including what Connor believed were chairs being thrown, or what he interpreted through the sound of the door. A 14-year-old boy on the other side of a door listening to his sister being attacked on a cruise ship while the adults slept. Within days of the family returning to port, both of Timothy Hudson's parents in separate filings in an ongoing custody battle over their younger children identified the 16-year-old as a suspect. On December 5th, 2025, a Brevard County judge said it out loud in open court. The 16-year-old child is now a suspect of the death of the stepchild during the cruise. Hudson was removed from the family home in Titusville and then sent to live with relatives in Hernando County. His mother confirmed in court that he'd been admitted to a medical facility when the family returned to Port Miami. He was later released and then put into counseling. And then came the text messages released through the custody proceedings. That's how we learned so much about this case. And it's kind of our starting point of what is going to be a very interesting journey that we will continue to cover right here. A November 9th exchange between Chantel Hudson and Timothy's biological father, Thomas Hudson, painted a disturbing picture. Chantel wrote that she'd been able to speak to her son briefly the night before, under 2 minutes. He just keeps repeating over and over. He can't remember anything, she said. Can't remember anything. That's what the teenager allegedly told his mother after his stepsister was found asphyxiated under a bed in the room they shared. He takes medication for ADHD and insomnia. His mother confirmed in court that he hadn't taken his insomnia medication for 2 nights on the cruise, including the night before Anna's body was found. Law enforcement sources indicated alcohol may have been involved. Was it? We don't know. Keep that claim, I can't remember anything, in your mind, because a federal grand jury just came back and said what allegedly happened in that stateroom was intentional. First-degree murder requires proof of intent, not impulse, not accident, intent. That's a direct collision with any defense built around memory loss. And the charges go further than anyone expected. 4 months, two competing narratives about the family circled this case. On one side, the adults closest to the household, Chantel Hudson, described the three teenagers as inseparable, the three amigos, Barbara and Jeffrey Kempner, and his grandparents, called Anna and Timothy, two peas in a pod. Barbara said she knew those two kids cared about each other in the right way. It was the picture of a successful blended family. Now, look, we're looking at the story going, clearly that was not how the dynamic really was, but is that what they believed? And I'm not, and some people are going to be upset by this. Go, they certainly knew. And yeah, there probably are elements that they did know about, but it's not uncommon for parents to brush children's disagreements as they may view them. And obviously it's more than that. But if you're not invested enough in the lives of your children and you're just kind of seeing the surface level, it may have appeared that, well, you know, they got some animosity here or there. They don't get along all the time, but that's what everybody does. Then they go to their own experience. Like, yeah, I had, you know, arguments with my brothers and sisters too, but we're fine. We got through it. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Not everyone does. Not everyone's you. And looking everything through the prism to which you lived or how you survived, it's not a really great way of looking at others' situations, ever. Ever. use that as your own guiding light going through life for your own decisions. But when you have to evaluate others and you have to evaluate their situation, you have to do an honest, thorough look at what the hell those dynamics are. Not what you remember from your buddies and friends and sisters and brothers and stepsisters and brothers and your own damn childhood. They are not you. You are not them. It's a very different world. It's a very different place. It's a very different set of dynamics. I don't know what their reasoning was, but I felt like I needed to say that because that's something that we naturally do as humans. And it's a flaw, and it leads to not making great choices. On the other side of this, the people on the outside looking in, Anna's maternal aunt, Crystal Wright, told the Daily Mail that the family dynamic had been fractured long before the vacation, that Anna felt increasingly uncomfortable in her own home, that Anna didn't want to go on the trip specifically because her stepbrother would be there. Wright alleged that Timothy resented Anna, that in his mind, she was the one who'd ruined his life, whether because of his parents' divorce or the loss of stability and attention in the household. Kids have all sorts of different ways of expressing the grief and anger and frustration that comes along with the separation and divorce of two parents. And it may not always be rooted in actual reality. A lot of times it is rooted in emotion, and it's very misguided, and it's a cognitive distortion in many cases. One that needs some working through. So whatever the reasoning may be, right or wrong, kids are going to have feelings. And again, if these things are not dealt with, if you don't listen to the damn kids, if you have a young girl, especially, that is telling you, I do not feel safe in a room with two teenage boys, one that already has a track record of trying to do very, and this is putting it lightly, inappropriate things with her. Probably not a great idea to put them in the same stateroom. But again, a lot of parents do this. La, 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 la. It's great. It's too expensive to buy another room. La, la. And I don't know what happened here, but this is how it works. It'll be fine. We gave her a choice. She could go stay somewhere else. Do you like being the person that's inconveniencing others? We gave her the option, yeah. Again, do the right thing the first time. And they're probably saying that to themselves. They don't need a podcaster telling them that. Again, this is more so, I think, for anybody else out there in this similar situation before anything of this nature has taken place, because I can guarantee there are gazillions of families out there that are like, oh God, we're going on a cruise and we kind of got a dynamic like this going on that's like odd. Yeah, do the right thing. Wright said she'd learn Anna was sharing a room with Timothy on the ship and could see her niece not comfortable with it, but I guess putting up with it. She said Anna figured she only had to sleep there at night. The rest of the time she could avoid him. And then there's the ex-boyfriend too, who said he witnessed Anna's stepbrother allegedly trying to get on top of her during a late night FaceTime call while she was falling asleep. That's not a one-time sibling squabble. If true, that's a pattern, and it's a pattern that takes on a very different meaning now. The legal process moved quietly for months. Then on February 2nd of 2026, Timothy Hudson was charged as a juvenile by federal information. The case then was sealed on February 6th. He appeared at the James Lawrence King Federal Justice Building in Miami. Cap pulled low, camouflage hoodie, flanked by his attorney. Sealed hearing. He was released to a guardian afterwards. Christopher Kempner and his father was reportedly furious that the teenager walked free. The family then issued a statement. The loss of our daughter is a pain that we will never fully heal. She was taken from us in a violent and senseless way, and our family has been permanently changed. Our grief is overwhelming, and our absence is felt in every part of our lives. For weeks after that February hearing, the charges stayed under seal. The public knew Timothy Hudson had appeared in court. They didn't know what he'd been charged with. Then, here on April 10th, 2026, a U.S. magistrate judge ordered the case transferred from juvenile to adult court. That decision cracked the seal wide open. And then April 13th, the Department of Justice made it official. Timothy Hudson, now named publicly, indicted by a federal grand jury as an adult. The charge is first-degree murder, aggravated S abuse. The case is being prosecuted by Assistant Attorney Lopez, overseen by the U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom, under case number 26CR20031 in the Southern District of Florida. Let's go back to November. Go back to what we were told. Multiple sources, including Kapner's grandparents, citing what the FBI told them, reported there was no indication of any assault of that nature. That was the understanding the public operated under for months. In an altercation, a possible fight, a terrible thing that happened between teenagers. Well, whatever the FBI uncovered during its investigation, through forensic evidence, through autopsy findings, through digital evidence or witness testimony, fundamentally changed that picture. The grand jury didn't allege a fight that went sideways, didn't allege a moment of rage or an incident. The indictment alleges Timothy Hudson violently assaulted and intentionally then offed his 18-year-old stepsister while their family slept across the hall in a cruise ship in international waters. This is no longer a case about a teenager who allegedly lost control. The federal government is alleging predatory violence against a girl who, according to her own aunt, was afraid of the person in the next bed. It kind of recontextualizes everything. Anna didn't want to go on the trip. She was uncomfortable with the boy. Her ex-boyfriend allegedly watched the stepbrother try to get on top of her through a phone screen. Her 14-year-old brother heard the attack through a wall and couldn't stop it. Her aunt said the family dynamic had been broken for a long time, and the adults in the house called them best friends. The three amigos, peas in a pod. There's also allegations that have been made in court, too, about the chokehold. And that's sort of a hold being used by Anna's dad. Not on Anna, but on a stepbrother who didn't want to go and spend time with them. Interesting how sometimes an adult can demonstrate a behavior and then a child picks it up, if that's what took place. I also find it somewhat interesting in this case that the family is being as cooperative as they appear to be, at least publicly, calling for justice. I'd call for an investigation into the family as well, in my opinion. I'd be taking a real close look at what the hell's going on there. Why? Because that chokehold testimony bothers me a lot. That you have one child in court testifying that the father put him in a chokehold. But he didn't want to go and spend time with the family. If that's true, again, that's if. That's the testimony, that's court testimony. It's not been, you know, litigated. That's the accusations of one person, so take it for what it's worth. But if you have someone making an accusation like that, again, there's other kids involved here. There's other people being cared for by these very same adults. That environment needs a closer look. Not saying that you're going to find anything, but you'd be remiss not to look closer. And maybe they already have. But I think it's an interesting possible contributor to the situation environment. What was Anna enduring that the adults either didn't see or choose to frame as normal sibling life? It's one of the big questions here. U.S. Attorney Jason A. Redding released a statement. Our hearts go out to the victim's family during this unimaginable loss. A federal grand jury has returned an indictment charging serious offenses that allegedly occurred on board a vessel in international waters. We will present the evidence in court and pursue this case with professionalism and care. As in every case, the defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Christopher Kempner spoke with NBC News saying, quote, he needs to be arrested at this time. He is now an adult and he needs to be arrested. That is where this family stands. Justice needs to be served. Meanwhile, in a parallel courtroom, a custody battle that first blew this case open continues. Thomas Hudson, Timothy's biological father, has been fighting for sole custody of his 9-year-old daughter, arguing she shouldn't be living in a household connected to these allegations. I wouldn't say that's a crazy assumption to make. His emergency petition stated that it is not in the best interest of the child to live with her stepfather, where her brother has been accused of murdering the daughter of her stepfather. The family court wreckage from this case is still spreading. Anna Kempner was weeks from walking across a stage and picking up her high school diploma. She had plans, the Navy, law enforcement, a life she was building with the kind of energy that made everyone around her feel more alive. She was one of those types of people. She went on a family cruise. She was put in a room with someone she reportedly feared, and she never came home. Again, if there's anything to take from it, it's everything we talked about. Her 14-year-old brother heard it happening through the walls, allegedly. Her ex-boyfriend made allegations warning the family. Her aunt told anyone who would listen that the girl was uncomfortable, and the adults in that house told the world they were all one big happy family. And they may believe that. I'm not saying they didn't genuinely believe that. It's called a cognitive distortion. It's shit we tell ourselves when we really want to believe something that's not true. A federal grand jury has now named what allegedly happened in that stateroom, but the hardest question isn't what happened behind that closed door. It's how many people had a chance to keep Anna safe and didn't. Again, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I don't know what needs to be done here. I don't know that there, you know, charges need to go beyond who's already been charged, because I feel like the guilt and the shame and all that are probably weighing down heavily on every person involved in this case and the poor decision making that was done. I mean, at the end of the day, did anybody sit here and go, yes, let's intend to have this happen other than the person who did it? No. Is there a penalty to the ignorance of ignoring the red flags? I mean, there should be, but I don't know that there's any worse penalty than losing your daughter and trying to live with that, knowing that your decision-making could have prevented it. At least possibly. I don't know. Again, give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue with there. Press subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. We're everywhere. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and hit subscribe. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.